Welcome to another faith-filled adventure. Join me as we delve into the best places to visit in the Bahamas, continuing our exploration of God's magnificent creation. Hey, Christian travelers, in our quest to uncover incredible destinations around the world, it's essential to understand that every country has a unique story. A narrative written by the Lord through geography, history, culture, and destinations. The Bahamas is yet another place we are visiting alphabetically to take a closer look at some of God's fingerprints in the world. One of the important places to start when it comes to talking about the Bahamas is understanding its geography and its culture. So let's take a closer look. The Bahamas is one of the world's largest coral reef systems. It boasts of beautiful underwater caves and unique ecosystems. It is located in the Caribbean, the West Atlantic Sea, approximately 60 miles off the coast of Florida. And it's about 2.71 times bigger than the state of Delaware. When I think of the Bahamas, one of the first Bible verses that comes to mind is from Psalm 104, verses 24 through 25. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is a sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. This psalm was likely written by David, and it parallels the creation story. It praises the Creator who sustains us and who made the sea. The Bahamas being this beautiful tropical place for us to go and enjoy the beaches and the gorgeous views of the ocean going on for miles. So I want to start us off not only knowing where the Bahamas is at, but also challenging us to reflect on God as we learn more about it. So let's go ahead and I want to pose this question for you, just to maybe help you ponder a little bit more as we continue through the Bahamas, what God's doing here. So my question for you is this. As you imagining visiting the Bahamas, what elements of the landscape or its culture resonate with you and your understanding of God's majesty? I hope this question challenges you as we dive a little further in. So, as I mentioned in the beginning, I really believe that God is in all aspects of our travels, and as such, as believers, going to these unique destinations isn't just about the five amazing tips that I have and the places that you need to add to your itinerary. It's also understanding the religious makeup and history of a community, because that will help you build more authentic relationships and help you to be a witness even in your general conversations with the people that you meet. So a little bit more. Now that we understand that the Bahamas are in the Caribbean, we also need to know that the language that they speak is English, which if you're listening or watching this episode right now, you already must know some English, which means that it's probably easier for you to connect with Christians or just share your faith in general. Understanding how this country's religious makeup came to be, which is currently 70% Protestant, 12% Roman Catholic, 13% a mix of belief, and 5% no religion. A large part of this is from the European explorers who brought their faith with them when coming to the Bahamas. And today, the religion, as you heard, largely Christian, it's recognized as an academic subject. So Christian philosophy, biblical texts are taught in schools, which is pretty incredible, if you ask me. And I think it's also really interesting that voodoo is actually illegal in the Bahamas. So kind of setting those boundaries and putting a pretty strong Christian foundation in place. Now, I said that it was a mix of religions or beliefs that were kind of a smaller percentage here in the Bahamas. One of the larger groups, while still small, are Rastafarians. And I want to share a little bit more with you about what that is, but first I need to disclose that I'm not an expert. You see, this lovely book right here, it's called The Christian Difference. It's one of the books that I absolutely love for understanding different religions around the world and how to maybe share my own faith with them, but also understand how those religions came to be. Unfortunately, Rastafarians is not one of the religions that it talks about because it is kind of a smaller religion around the world. So I did some of my own research, and again, I want to disclaim that I'm not an expert. So what I found regarding Rastafarianism is that it is an Afrocentric interpretation of Christianity. And I say that very loosely because I don't think that they are Christians. And before you begin condemning me for that, I want to explain a little bit more. You see, they believe that the second coming of Christ will solely be to return and redeem black people. They believe that the Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie I, I apologize if I said that wrong, is the second coming of Christ. And they use the Bible as a loose interpretation to describe their faith, but they don't necessarily believe in its traditions. And if you were trying to identify a Rastafarian simply by external factors, this is not a guaranteed thing, but if you were trying to recognize someone on the street, some of the characteristics might be that they wear long, natural hair that's uncombed, they eat a vegetarian diet, they use marijuana for rituals, and they listen to a lot of reggae music. Now, none of those things in and of themselves really say that they aren't Christian, but what I do think is that scripture tells us, John 3:16, that Christ came into the world because he loved the world, not just one group of people. And the Jews believed that Jesus was going to come, or that they were going to be saved from the Romans, who were their oppressors. There has been oppression and slavery throughout the world, and in no way am I celebrating that. I believe that we do need that freedom, that earthly freedom from those things. But I think that God came to the world to redeem us for a higher purpose, a sin born of Adam and Eve, not necessarily from the hardships of our life, because being a Christian, it really does kind of put a target on our back for Satan to continue to throw hardships our way. And as such, I know that the Lord loves us all, no matter our skin tone. And I do believe that our redemption and is based on belief in him coming to save us. And I think that is more than just an earthly thing. So as such, I think some of the talking points, should you meet a Rastafarian, would be talking about Jesus as the ultimate savior, not just of the things of this world, but also into the next, our eternal salvation as well. And then that we are all sinful. There is not a single person on this planet who is not, and thus we all need a savior. And I encourage you to ask questions, try to understand them a little bit better. I know that different Rastafarians practice differently, so how they live out their faith and the different sects within Rastafarianism may look different. So ask questions, learn more, but be willing to also address our sin, and that it is universal, and that our Savior came for all. But now what you've probably all been wanting to know is some of the best places to visit in the Bahamas. We've kind of established a little bit about their culture and their community, so let's explore some of the best places to visit. First off, we have Nassau. This is the capital city of the Bahamas, and some of the unique things to see while you're there. If you've ever watched the movie Jaws, there is Jaws Beach, where the famous Hollywood blockbuster was filmed, the Queen's Staircase, where Queen Victoria may have once walked, and Fort Charlotte. It's 100 acres with dungeons, cannons, tunnels, and Parliament Square. With the Georgian colonial architecture. So just some unique, maybe more physical or architectural things to see in Nassau. For those who want to be a little bit more adventurous, I recommend Exuma Caves. You could swim with pigs, feed iguanas, or just enjoy a beautiful beachfront picnic. Another one of the great destinations is the Great Exuma Island. It is the largest of the Exumas with stunning beaches like Tropic of Cancer Beach. If you want to go snorkeling or diving, I recommend the Exuma Caves Land and Sea Park, where you can see some of the wonderful coral reefs. Number four on the list is Andros Island. It is one of the largest islands in the Bahamas. And it has the third largest reef, barrier reef, in the world. For those of you who really like snorkeling, or I don't know, I feel like I've seen these shorts and videos a lot, is of people snorkeling into the blue holes. They are underwater sinkholes that kind of lead to unique diving experiences. And of course, if you're a bird watcher, Andros Island has lots of birds for you to bird watch as well. Clifton Heritage National Park is the historical site to learn more about the Bahamas past. You can explore nature trails and ruins from some of the slave villages and plantation. Now, those are in many ways more than five things, but it was really hard to narrow it down. Those five places just had so many unique things and features worth seeing and doing. But in the midst of this, while those are fun touristy things, I want to also challenge us to think about how you can be growing your faith, keeping God the center of your adventures, even at those destinations. So I have a few tips for you. The first thing is to find a local church, especially because they already speak English. This gives you an opportunity to not only build a relationship with the locals and to encourage their faith walk, but for them to also encourage yours. By worshiping it in a place and context where there are cultural differences, we can see how God is at work in unique ways other than how we normally worship. So I encourage you to attempt some of that. You might also find a quiet spot on one of the beaches to reflect, to pray, and just share your heart with the Lord. And while you are praying, I encourage you to pray for some of the locals, not only for their safety and protection, but also protection from natural disasters. The Bahamas is in a place known for a lot of hurricanes and other things to happen to them. So praying for them is really a great way to be aware of how the Lord is at work around you. And then also just for their government and leadership to be careful, to care for their community and love on their residents. I started this episode off by challenging you with a reflection question, but I want to kind of wrap up with one as well. In what ways can connecting with a local faith community in the Bahamas enrich your travel experience? I'd like you to ponder and think on that one. And if you know anyone else going to the Bahamas, this might be a great episode to share with them as well. Well, I hope that you've learned something unique here. I want to conclude with a prayer, but before we do, I want to let you know that if you're looking for other ways to connect with Christian travelers or just to make friends in your travels in general, I know that can be an intimidating thing at times. We have 5 tips, a free resource on our homepage at christiantravelers.net. Head there to download that free resource. And thank you for so much for listening and tuning in today. I appreciate you hitting that subscribe button. And let's go ahead and hand this over to the Lord. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this beautiful landscape that you have created, the wonderful nature of the Bahamas. I just ask that as these Christian travelers consider going there, that you may use them to continue to be a witness and a light for you. And I ask that you be with all of the locals in the Bahamas, that they may know your love and your grace. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, Christian travelers, thank you so much for tuning in today. And until next time, safe travels and God bless.